We'll have a look at what's making news across Australia and the world at a glance with Madeline Graham.
Thanks, Eduardo. In news today, New South Wales records 97 new COVID-19 cases, with 29 of those infectious in the community. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced 3/4 of today's cases were from Fairfield local government area. She says there are an outstanding 77,500 tests yesterday, with many of those from southwest Sydney, and encourages people to get tested if their extended family or friends have tested positive to the virus.
But now we're also asking that if you have anyone in your extended family, extended social circle or workplace that has the virus, go and get tested regardless. We are seeing cases where people don't have symptoms and yet they're carrying the virus and don't know it.
Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired COVID-19 case with the highly contagious Delta strain. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the new case is the mother of the 12-year-old boy who tested positive to COVID-19 yesterday. Queensland's Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the new case tested positive in quarantine and posed no risk to the community.
And his mother, virtually none, because she went into hospital with her son when he was admitted. So that's all good. In total, there are 62 contacts that we've found so far, and we're just working with all of those.
Queensland has also declared Victoria as a hotspot from 1 a.m. Saturday, with the state recording 6 new locally acquired cases. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced the state will be going into a snap 5-day lockdown starting from midnight last night, after announcing 6 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. The Victorian government has recorded 10 new local cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. Premier Andrews says all cases are linked to the current outbreaks and says a short, sharp lockdown is essential to stop the spread.
In the meantime, my message to Victorians is really clear. We've got no choice. We've got to do this. Otherwise, it'll get away from us. And as we, more than any other part of our nation, know, we don't want this getting away from us and being locked down for months.
In other news, a heavy seasonal forecast of snow is expected to fall on the alpine areas in Victoria and New South Wales this weekend, with predicted cold fronts. An expected 90 centimetres of snow will fall by Sunday, but resorts will be closed because of the state lockdown. In international news, more than 60 people have died in severe flooding in Germany and Belgium. Severe storms over the last few days have resulted in flash flooding on Wednesday night, with streets becoming rapid rivers. Germany records at least 58 deaths and Belgium records 8. Yesterday, Indonesia reported a record of 54,500 cases of COVID-19, overtaking India as Asia's epicenter of the virus. But the poor testing rates and lack of contact tracing means the number of cases is an extreme undercount. Indonesia recorded more than 950 deaths on Wednesday, and the daily case count is expected to rise to 200,000 by the end of the month. And that's Australia and the world at a glance.